Want to get your business in front of real sports fans? The Fade Route with DNZ reaches over 1,000 listeners every month. We drop fresh episodes every week and stay active on social media so your brand doesn't just get heard, it stays top of mind. Local, loyal, passionate. That's our audience. Are you ready to be part of the in crowd? Let's talk about how we increase your foot traffic and get people to visit your website. Email us today at faderoutemail@gmail.com or message us on our socials at faderoutepodcast on IG or slide in our DMs on X at faderoutednz so we can find the best package for you.
It's Red Light, Green Light 123 with DNZ. Here are your hosts, D and Z.
Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. I am Z and here's how it goes. D and I give you our top 123 fantasy starts or green lights and our top 123 fantasy sits or red lights. We're going to start with our green lights first. Who are your green lights for NFL Week 6? D.
Alright, so first green light is going to be a surprising one. I was reading the sits and I was like, man, that's a surprising one. All right, so my first green light, I have the Los Angeles Rams defense. They are traveling to Maryland to play the Ravens. With Lamar Jackson or without Lamar Jackson, I still got the Rams. I believe they lead the league in sacks. They're a solid defense. All right, number two. I've got Jalen Hurts, man. He's going up against the Giants on Thursday night. They just lost to the Rams. They need to show some offensive cohesion. I'm taking Jalen Hurts. And the last one I'm taking is Devonta Smith, the wide receiver on the Eagles. I think him and Hurts hook up at least once. Finally, he went over 100 yards. He scored a touchdown. He's looking like he's supposed to look. So I've got him as well.
I mean, you can't argue with Smith and Hurts. You know, they're going to want something. They're going to want blood after the Broncos game. Green light number one for me. I like Javonte Williams against the Panthers. He is putting up really good numbers this year. Yes, Jonathan Taylor leads the league in rushing, but Javonte Williams is establishing himself as a premier running back and not the afterthought we thought he was when the Cowboys signed him. So look for a big game for Mr. Williams. Number two. Give me the Charger defense against the Dolphins. Not much teeth left in that Dolphins offense. So the Chargers should be able to feast on the fish. And then number three. I am going to go with. This is close. Who do I believe in more? Let's go with James Cook against the Falcons. I've had my choice of many running backs. I think James Cook is going to be, he's going to show out the most in the primetime games. And the Bills are going to want this one after letting it slip away against the Patriots. Those are our green lights. Who are your red lights, D?
All right, so now I'll read the red lights correctly. So the first red light I have is Geno Smith. I know he's facing the Titans, but he's just unstartable right now. Like, I don't know what's going on. He's regressed so bad, and this is a guy that they traded for. They brought him in. This was Tom's guy. It's Tom's idea. Pete's idea. And this is just backfired horribly. My next is Garrett Wilson. He's going up against Denver. And I just, you know, I do have the Jets winning this game, but I think Denver's main focus is going to be to take him away. And they did a good job of taking AJ out of last week's game. So I think they'll do a good job of taking Garrett Wilson out of this week's game. And my last one is Kenneth Gainwell. Don't expect him to repeat what he did a few weeks ago. He is not a primary startable back. What do you got, Zeke?
Yeah, I mean, Gainwell is a change of pace guy. Like we saw in Philly, like the Jaylen Warren injury kind of forced that kind of step up. So
don't expect him to do that again.
You can't. I mean, you can't. You absolutely can't. Red light number one, Jackson Dart against the Eagles. I think he's gonna get creamed. He's reckless with the ball. He cleaned it up a little bit, but then lo and behold, it hit off of his leg and he caused a fumble. So I think that the Giants are already behind the eight ball and he's gonna want to go out there because he's a very emotional guy. Him and Scatterboo are both very emotional guys. And I think he needs to still kind of rein in that emotion before he melts down. Red light number two. Rico Dowdle against the Cowboys. Big game on Sunday. Talked all that shit about how he wanted to be a Cowboy. They didn't necessarily want him back. And now he's with... Dude, just... fucking play ball. Just play ball. Right? You're talking all this game that I don't think you're going to be able to back it up. Rico Dowdle, number two. And then number three, Kyler Murray against the Colts. Yeah, I don't like that matchup at all. There's no running back to speak of. Marvin Harrison is having trouble catching the ball. Trey McBride is your most reliable receiver. That's a problem. That spells disaster for the second baseman. Those are our red lights. Those are our green lights. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com. Slide in our DMs on IG @FadeRoutePodcast. Drop us a line on X @FadeRouteDNZ and let us know who you got. It's time for us to run the go route. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.